Yesterday, it was reported Colin Kaepernick has new agents, and they've decided he's going to opt out in San Francisco. And today, Adam Schefter confirmed the report. But in the least surprising news ever, Colin Kaepernick feels his message has been received. He's going to no longer kneel for the national anthem. Of course, they don't play NFL games until September.
Yeah.
So, you know, Mr. Kaepernick wouldn't really need to make this decision about his national anthem thoughts or his beliefs until, well, September. That's 6 months away.
Yep.
So, Scott, you're looking at me inquisitively.
Because wouldn't he want to do that now to maybe, like, if some prospective teams are looking at him and saying, you know, we don't want that kind of controversy coming to our ball club by stating this right out of the gate, maybe he, you know, opens up more possibilities free agency wise.
Scott, that's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah. But you're making it sound like why would he wait until September to state this?
So Greg
because he's a joke, Scott. Because he was extremely passionate about the freaking national anthem and he kneeled all year and made a thing of it. But now what he needs to get paid, okay, oh, yeah, stand.
He's totally being transparent about it, but the way you were laying it out, it kind of sounded like, well, he should just wait until September to do it.
Well, if he actually cared about this, then he would. But you know what? He's a capitalist like the rest of us, Corey.
No. I disagree.
This dude's on a different level.
Disagree. Go totally disagree with you on that one, Greg. The point is out there.
Has he made his statement?
The statement has been made. The message has been received. Colin Kaepernick has done an excellent job of giving back to the community. Colin Kaepernick has been out there on the front lines, you know what I'm saying, taking a ton of criticism. Now, if you want to say Kaepernick is making a financial decision now, yeah, okay, he is. At this time, he is making a financial decision. But like you said, capitalism is what it is. We see it with, you know, the way that the direction that we're heading in right now, no swamp being drained, you know what I mean? Business as usual. So, yeah, so Kaepernick has made a stance where he says, you know what? The messages got across, which it did. You know what I'm saying? Now, when he goes to his next team, you think as soon as he gets there, they're not going to put a microphone in his face and get commentary from him?
First of all, there'll be no next team. And second of all, I'm getting my information from Jason Whitlock and Colin Cowherd. Watched them on this thing yesterday, 20 minutes. Where has it improved? What has improved? Where are the statistics?
He's got the message. He's got the message out.
What do you mean? He got the message out.
Yeah.
Great.
So, we're talking about it. He got the message out.
Listen,
he started the conversation. He brought the conversation mainstream.
Listen, I'll say this. What he does for charity, that's a good thing. Being out there, donating money to charity, like donating that week's salary, like, that's a great thing. I won't kill him for that. But the fact that he sat here kneeling all year, that, you know, this America is not his America, blah, 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 blah. Now Donald Trump's elected, everything's okay?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. You know what I mean? But he still has a job to do. He still has, you know, he still has to worry about himself as Colin Kaepernick. If he needs to be on a team if he wants to continue to make an impact, correct? The Seattle Seahawks and the Pittsburgh Steelers will both be in on Colin Kaepernick.
He was basically a guy that everyone in the clubhouse hated. No one wanted anything to do with him. These are the players, not even the ownership. And because he did this, he became a little popular with some of the players because he was taking a stand. He was different. So all of a sudden, he got some interest. So he got players to like him. Then he goes and makes the stand, and he doesn't fall through. Of course, we found out the whole thing. He didn't even go vote. So basically, he was just getting himself out there. And the whole thing basically was just like the protesters that protest on every single subject that basically don't have a feeling about anyone. That's what Colin Kaepernick comes off. He doesn't really care. This was just about him.
I disagree with that. I think the work that he's done out there in the Bay Area and across the country, I'm not going to give him a hard time on saying, you know, his comments now. I think that he brought awareness to it. It was the lead story for like the whole month of September. It was a big talk going in through October and the month before, August and September. So now, I understand people will, now he puts himself out there to where, you know, people can be critical of him once again and call him a fraud, more or less. Basically, that's what people are saying. You're a fraud now. But I'm not gonna take that.
You're saying, Greg?
I'm not going to take that stance with Kaepernick. Yeah, the people are calling him a fraud now. But I'm not going to take that. I'm not going to take that stance with him because he did raise awareness to the situation. And whatever team he goes to next, they're going to put a microphone in his face and he's going to continue to speak truth to power.
he's a fraud because he just ended his message because now he needs to get paid and he has a better chance of getting paid if he doesn't make this a thing anymore.
Yeah, well, you still, you still have to make a living. You know what I'm saying?
But how is that not a fraud?
He's still got to make a living.
He's
still
ending his cause because he has to get paid.
How do you
now
say he's ending his cause? He's standing up for the national anthem. That's not ending his cause.
His it's whole cause is be, around kneeling, sitting.
It's still going to be microphones in his face. He didn't just sit out, go out there and kneel and then not go off the field and back it up. He backed it up off the field, too. So the kneeling was a symbolism. That's what drew the attention. But he did the actual ground and pound, the actual footwork outside the field when nobody was watching, when there was no cameras and no tape recorders there. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. The...
Nobody. Scott, where are you? So is like
Scott's been in here.
So is he going to? I'm questioning now. Is he going to stop doing that? And is he going to continue to help people off the field?
Maybe
that's good. I've always had mixed feelings on the Kaepernick subject because I always thought it was great to bring awareness, you know, to some of these issues that are going on in the community. But at the same time, like, it became controversial because it ticked a lot of people off who served our country, and there was also, you know, when he wore the Fidel Castro shirt, I think, like, he didn't think that through either. So,
oh, he thought it through. He just wanted people to talk about him. I mean, how
one second, Tony,
and wear a Fidel Castro shirt?
Yeah, it's just like, I questioned that. It's like, if he continues to do work in the community, I think that's good. But I think it's very, I can see where Greg is coming off like he's coming off because, like, okay, now that I need to make money, I'm going to stop, you know, doing this public show at NFL games.
See, I don't think it's a public show. You know, see what I'm saying? I think that he is truly passionate about it. But now he does know that,
maybe not public show, whatever you want to call it, whatever. I'm still going to start making this public statement at NFL games because, you know, maybe I've rankled some owners or something like that. So when you think of that, you have to think of the fact that, okay, like, he's going to go out there and say, maybe I rankled some people by doing this. I want to scale that back. You know, it's like you're going to scale back on your stance because now you want to make money.
He's scaling back on the visual part of it.
He's still scaling back on the stance, though.
He's scaling back on the visual part of it.
Which is scaling back on.
He's scaling back on what you see. That does not mean he's scaling back on what he does.
He's scaling back on what he's doing publicly on the sidelines for it. He's cutting back on it in some way.
That's a part of the show. You feel what I'm saying? That's already been done.
I'm not surprised that people are questioning his authenticity on this.
I think those people are wrong.
I think there are reasons to kind of poke at it and say, okay, how authentic is he on this, you know?
Well, because you don't see him in the community, and if you're not bringing the like how your boy Marshawn Lynch used to say, you all sit up here and interview me in front of the media, you know, in front of the cameras and stuff like that, but none of y'all don't come to Oakland.
Right.
If you don't know what he's doing in his activism in the community, you feel what I'm saying?
I'm saying,
see him on Sunday.
Right.
But you don't see him off the field, so you don't know that part.
Right. There are two parts to it, like I said.
Yeah.
If he's still doing the off the field work, I think that's a great thing.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is it's coming across as kind of a confused message here.
Yeah, because people are ready to point fingers. Colin Kaepernick is not
I'm not ready to point fingers at Colin Kaepernick. All I'm saying is, if it's great, it's what he does in the community, and he continues to do that, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm not surprised people are going to question it when he's going to scale back on the public display part of it at a football game because he maybe wants to, like, ease the owners who he pissed off with that.
He has a home.
I mean, I could see the commercial. Hi, I'm Colin Kaepernick. I have beliefs until I need a job, money, and then I'm not. Also, I didn't vote.
But he the not voting thing, I agree with Tony on that. But he still has team. These people that he got around him and himself, he could have still continued to kneel. He still got teams that would have been. The Seattle Seahawks would have allowed him to do that. The Pittsburgh Steelers would have. He's a perfect fit in Seattle.
No,
Seattle,
the Seahawks.
Richard Sherman and Doug Boland said, "If we're not all on board, we're not doing this."
No, they would not let him kneel. I know that. But like he just said, he took it right out of my mouth. What they did was they hooked arms.
Okay.
They didn't kneel,
but they would take him in there. They would take Colin Kaepernick.
I think they would give him a shot, but if they kneeled, they wouldn't be playing.
Would Pete Carroll have Colin Kaepernick
You know why? Because they came out and said, we support what's going on in the community, but also we support the veterans and everybody that we salute. Hold on. Everybody we salute with the national anthem, we want to show our support for both ends.
Colin Kaepernick never said anything negative about the veterans, first and foremost.
No, but when he kneeled, the veterans took that as offense.
And you had a lot of people, a lot of veterans that also said we didn't have a problem with that.
But there were a lot that took offense, though.
So it's 50-50 in that aspect.
The Seahawks didn't want to piss off anybody. They wanted to show support for the African-American
community. The Seahawks is the most woke team in the NFL, Scott, by far.
What?
Seahawks is the most woke team in the NFL.
The most what team?
Woke. They're awake. They know what's going on. It's not. They're just not rich dudes inside their bubble.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that he would come into that locker room, like you said, he's already passed the stands. But if he wasn't, he would come into that locker room and they would not tell him that you're not going to do that. Not the Seattle Seahawks. That's where people go to be themselves.
I don't think that's the atmosphere. I think that, you know, they all hooked arms there, and I expect Kaepernick would do the same.
844-843-6879. You want to join in our Colin Kaepernick conversation. And listen, I agree that Colin Kaepernick will be accepted in Seattle. Okay, yeah. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Yeah, I do too.
Number two, I don't think he'll be able to kneel because they made it very clear no one's kneeling. We're not all kneeling, right?
Yeah.
They made that whole team, it was a team thing. Number three, it is simply not a coincidence that his agents obviously encouraged him. Listen, you have a better chance of getting signed if you come out and don't do this anymore. It's very obvious that was the case. And to me, it's a very bad look of Colin Kaepernick.
I don't think it's a bad look at all, because you're taking the on-the-field aspect of it. The Sunday morning, we cut away to whatever they name the damn stadium, Levi Stadium, and you see Colin Kaepernick on the sideline. That's the visual part of it. That's what's out there. But nobody, you don't know what he's doing off the field. You feel what I'm saying? So you can't say he stopped. Because he wants to get paid.
He's
eliminated the visual part of it.
He didn't stop, but now it's a hybrid message.
Now, the only thing I know that Colin Kaepernick ever did off the field is give $1 million to organizations. And I don't think he's ever, like, get off the couch and done anything.
You don't think so, Tony? It's
I don't know. I don't find anything.
You see, it's stuff out there. Sean King from the Daily News has plenty of stuff. He's been following this Colin Kaepernick story like since the beginning of it. So Colin Kaepernick has definitely been out there. I forgot the name of the organization he has, but he's been in the community and stuff like that. So Colin Kaepernick has been out there.